And welcome back to Rosie on the House. If you just joined us, we spent the first half of this Saturday's broadcast in our Outdoor Living Hour talking with CAP Rivers Program Manager Chuck Colum about the water in the Colorado River systems. The second half of this hour, we're going to focus now our conversation with CAP's Don Crandall, the Water Control Manager of Lake Pleasant and CAP Operations, to talk about what happens now that we've pumped the water out of the Colorado River. How does it get delivered to Arizona residents and the operations? And it's really a fascinating story. If you've heard previous interviews with the other CAP guests that we've had on the air, there's always something new to learn and always something that fascinates me even more than the last time we had him on, because this is an engineering marvel. Who picture yourself in Arizona 50 years ago and said, we're going to dig a canal 336 miles and that's going to be part of our water? I mean, who thinks of that? Don, thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us.
Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
So what is the day and the life of the water control manager of Lake Pleasant's operations look like?
It usually starts on a Monday morning. We have a group meeting with our lead dispatchers, our water operations supervisor, our water systems supervisor, our manager of our power programs, and we really talk about what's kind of the real-time plan for how we're going to operate the system throughout the week, kind of taking into account what the customer deliveries are, what the power rates and the power market are, and what our annual plan is that we have for diverting water off the Colorado River. So we really start with that planning session, and that really sets the pace and the tempo for the rest of the week from a real-time perspective.
Now, start at the very beginning of the system. You've got the Mark Wilmer pumping station, and you're pumping water out of Colorado River up the mountain, into the canal, and drop it down. And you were talking about electric rates. Why is that so important?
Well, just like with your house, the different times of the year and even different times of the day, the actual supply and demand of energy on the market varies, and so the price varies. And so we look at our operation and try to really optimize our pumping as we pump water, like you said, across the whole 336-mile system. We look to optimize how we do that, and we have primarily one big knob that we use, which is how much water we're diverting off of the Colorado River at any given time, and kind of balancing that with how we're operating Lake Pleasant.
And over 60% of the power use comes from that initial pumping site. That's our biggest sucker, biggest draw. There are six engines with over 66,000 horsepower each that are used to pump Arizona's water. How much water, when all six of those are engaged and clicking at 100%, how much water can you pump at one time?
They pump roughly around 3,600 cubic feet a second is when we're pumping full bore from that pumping plant.
And if you didn't divert any water out of the canal, how long would that take to just fill up the canal by itself?
Actually, generally, would never have that scenario. One of the things we really don't like to do is drain the canal off. That if you can imagine, you get some seepage behind there, and the water pressure behind the canal could actually push and pop some of our concrete line panels. So it's really not a scenario we really ever have. We rarely have that when we do some large-scale maintenance.
Just like a pool, it was built to contain water, and you never want to have it emptied. And overall, just the canal system itself, do we know how many acre feet of water it holds? Because you had mentioned Lake Pleasant, and we're going to get to there, but the canal itself also is part of our water storage as well for the system, because it's always constantly full.
The way we operate the canal is really a constant volume system, so that water is really available at any user at any time, so it doesn't have to have that long travel down through the whole canal system. So we don't really use the canal much for storage. It's kind of a ready delivery, if you could say. Our main storage for operational concerns intra-year is Lake Pleasant, and that's how we operate the system, is kind of that Lake Pleasant storage. There's a couple hours worth of storage on deliveries within the canal, but for the most part, our storage is the Lake Pleasant operating reservoir.
And that's where a lot of people probably don't know the significance of that lake. And like all man-made lakes, there's a dam. The dam that makes up Lake Pleasant is called the New Waddell Dam. It's a large earth dam. If you've ever driven by it on Carefree Highway, you can't miss it. But like all things that have a name new to it, the New Waddell Dam, was there an old Waddell Dam or just an original Waddell Dam?
There was. In fact, the original Waddell Dam is below Lake Pleasant now.
And so when Lake Pleasant gets commissioned for construction in the, what was that, the late 60s, and construction was completed in the mid-80s?
Construction actually began of New Waddell Dam in 1985 and was completed in 1992.
But the CAP Canal, the construction had started for that years before.
It did, and that had been moving on, and the construction of New Waddell Dam was actually a second plan called Plan 6 that was created as a kind of replacement to another feature in the original design of the canal system called Orm Dam that was on the Salt River system.
So during construction, the decisions made to move our storage facility from the Salt to the Awafria River, and the construction of the New Waddell Dam comes, and most of the water that gets pumped out of CAP first ends up in Lake Pleasant.
That's correct. It's really an annual balance that we play throughout the year. So if you can imagine, in the wintertime, residents, people are not using as much energy, and so the power market is really attractive, or the energy market is really attractive. So we'll move a lot of water off of the river into Lake Pleasant in kind of those shoulder months when energy rates are lower and we get favorable energy rates. But as you can imagine, as temperatures start to heat up here in the summer, water demand, agricultural uses start to increase quite a bit, so we get our largest customer demand. Consequently, it's at the same time when energy rates are the highest. And so what we like to do is move most of the water that we can in off of the Colorado River during those shoulder months, fill Lake Pleasant up, and then during the summer months, we do a draw off of Lake Pleasant and use that to meet our large customer demands in those summer months.
And most of your deliveries are south of the canal flow from Lake Pleasant. And we were talking with Chuck in the first half of this hour about the water levels in the Colorado River and the way you're describing the water use, Don, and you're pumping on playing an energy game, not necessarily a water levels game. The water level in the Colorado River doesn't reflect the water level in Lake Pleasant. That's more an energy game that reflects that water level. Is that what I'm understanding?
You've got it absolutely correct. Lake Pleasant is primarily an intra-year operational reservoir. It's not really intended for long-term storage. So the variations that you see in Lake Pleasant within a year are primarily an operational drawdown and fill of the reservoir to help us balance energy or help us optimize our energy resources while we're balancing between our diversions that we're taking off of the Colorado River and the deliveries that we're making to customers. So you said that absolutely correct. It's not intended to be a longer-term storage to help with drought. There are a small amount of resources that will be coming out of Lake Pleasant as part of the drought contingency plan that Chuck probably talked about. But for the most part, it's an intra-year operational reservoir for us.
And before the introduction of this Colorado River into Lake Pleasant, the Awafria River was what was filling up the old Waddell Dam. But that's why the dam had to be built 10 times bigger to hold this massive amount of water, because the Awafria River could never fill up and maintain the level that y'all keep it at with the Colorado River water.
Yeah, just to give you that's absolutely correct. The median inflow that we get in on the Awafria River watershed is about 21,000 acre feet or so, and primarily that goes to the Maricopa Water District, who had the original dam. We move, as you know, anywhere from 1.3 to 1.6 million acre feet, depending on the year and the supply conditions on the Colorado River, in through Lake Pleasant, and then deliveries out through our customers.
That's a lot more than 21,000 acre feet.
Yeah, that's correct.
Now, from at the pumping station there at Lake Pleasant, we talked about, you know, the six big pumps at at Mark Woolmer coming out of the canal. How big is the pumping station at Lake Pleasant?
The pumping station at Lake Pleasant actually has 8 units, and 4 of them are just pumps that pump into Lake Pleasant, and then the other 4 are pump generating turbines, so they can pump into the lake when we're doing lake fill, and then they generate electricity when we're doing releases off of the lake.
And that's another engineering marvel that when you have lakes like at the Hoover Dam where they have the water generation from the pressure of the water from the lake behind it, but you guys engineered pumps to generate your hydroelectric when you're supplying water from the lake back into the canal to deliver downstream.
Yeah, you said that. You're right on there. When we're filling the lake, these pumps operate in pumping mode, and they lift water from the canal up into the lake. And then when we're in release mode in the summer, and we're releasing from the lake into the canal to meet water deliveries, we're generating electricity.
And Arizona geographically is really interesting. So when you think north and south, at least for me, you generally think, well, if you go north, you're higher elevation. If you go south, it's a lower elevation. But the way the system comes across Arizona, once it leaves the Phoenix area and headed towards Tucson, it's actually going up an elevation the whole way to Tucson. So how are you guys pumping water uphill south to Tucson?
Yeah, the system is really, it really is very impressive. Like you said, it starts at our Mark Woolmer pumping plant out at Lake Havasu and ends up terminus being just south of Tucson down by Pima Mine Road, about that area. And to get the water from the first pumping plant to the end is 14 pumping plants that we operate kind of in unison with all of the turnouts and customer deliveries that we're taking, or customers that are taking deliveries throughout the year. So that whole system is operated together from our dispatchers here, right here in headquarters. So those 14 pumping plants pump the water up a combined total of about 1,800 feet, and most about half of that lift is after the Phoenix metropolitan area here.
We're talking with Don Crandall, the Water Control Manager of Lake Pleasant and CAP Operations here at Rosie on the House. Final segment right after this.